there, hello, welcome back to the Shannon Roberts podcast, where this is season 2, episode 4 of His Story, My Voice, and I'm essentially sharing the testimony of God in and through my life. So for the past 3 episodes, I've just been sharing basically what life was like when I was a little girl. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to those episodes yet, I would love to encourage you to go back and listen to them. There are 3 episodes so far. Each consists of about 15 minutes, so if you wanted to grab yourself a cup of coffee, plug in your earbuds, you could be caught up to speed in less than 1 hour. If you've been listening to all 3 episodes up to this point, I pray that the Lord has been speaking to you and your heart even through my own story. I pray you've had an opportunity to reflect on your story and see God's faithfulness to you your entire existence. So today, let's continue the journey on into His Story, My Voice. Mrs. Fisher had certainly planted seeds in the soil of my soul. The seeds would grow regardless of the deeply rooted weeds, still in need of being plucked out. Like a couple of golden-wrapped sweet candies, I would tuck the feelings of happiness and joy way deep within the pockets of my heart. When the dark cloud seemed to roll back in or increase in size, I would search for the sweetness and once again be back to a place where I felt happy again. Little did I know, the seeds she planted during those carefree summer afternoons were growing and taking root. Little did I know, I would soon be moved to the point of asking Jesus to become my Savior. Unprompted by adults, charismatic services, or Sunday school teachers asking me to ask Jesus into my heart. We left on the journey to the mountains. I loved the mountains. As soon as I would see them, I would begin to feel light and free. I often daydreamed about living in the mountains. I loved how high up they were. Going up and down and around was like a roller coaster ride. I also liked getting away from home and going to see family I didn't get to see all that often. I liked that we were far away from some things that hurt. I enjoyed seeing new sights and places. I loved stopping on the side of the road to have a picnic lunch we packed ourselves while all the other cars drove by. I loved traveling with my mom, brothers, and dad. When we traveled, everything seemed different. We seemed happy. Where can I go? Where can I go to pray? The adult conversation around me on the porch in southeastern Kentucky, however, could spook the bejeebies right out of me. More time had gone by, and my stepdad's mindset that a child should be seen and not heard only reinforced the thought in my mind I was not to voice anything, let alone my fears. Why did they have to tell stories of a lady walking around named Cattail who liked to do bad things to little children? Why did they find it funny? It isn't funny! The house always made me feel uneasy. I couldn't shake the image of a lady in a casket in the living room. Why was she there? Why did she have to spend the night? When I went to the top of the stairs, why did it seem to be so chilly and make every single hair on my thickening arms stand straight up? The story wasn't the first time I had felt uneasy in my granny's southern home. But this was the first time I was so unsettled, I felt I had to pray. I had to pray to Jesus. The Jesus Mrs. Fisher's had so warmly and gently spoken of. I went to the front bedroom. The bed was beside the window, the nightstand beside the bed. What am I supposed to do? I whispered to myself. An image flashed to my mind of children in their nightgowns, knees bent and on the ground, hands clasped, tiny elbows on the bed, and eyes closed. I can do that. God, are you there? I whispered again. And paused as if waiting for an answer. God, I want to ask Jesus into my heart. Maybe he couldn't hear me? I didn't want anyone to catch me and then have to explain. God, it's Christmas and I'm scared and I want you to be with me. I pause, wait again. I love you. Amen. I never did hear God speak back. I'm also certain I spent more time in that room letting out all my fears of the moment. I walked away wondering, should I feel different? Am I going to look different somehow? Will my family notice? Did they hear? I felt relief, looking no different, and no one let on they heard a word or could tell anything different about my demeanor. We spent the rest of Christmas break between my mom's side and my stepdad's side. The drive home, leaving the mountains, led back to life as normal. My thoughts weren't always overcast with darkness looming. They were partly cloudy days and partly sunny days. There were even full sun days, especially when my mom and dad would take my brothers and I on a surprise excursion, which I loved. I had called out to Jesus, and I know I was saved, but life didn't seem much different. Romans 10, verse 13 shares, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." I believe that was my moment. That moment is the moment Holy Spirit moved me to speak up and call on Jesus, even if in a nervous whisper. God saved a small 7-year-old girl, sweating in her Christmas stockings in a holler in Kentucky, desperate for peace and fear to subside. God does save those who call out to Him. What about you? As you've been listening today, have you been transported on the roads of your mind back to a time when you know your voice was moved to call on Jesus? Or might you be listening feeling sorrow, sadness, and fear, ready to ask Jesus to be your Savior? Or could it be you know the time and season Jesus became your Savior, but you've been wandering far from Him for a good while now, and the thought of calling on Him makes you both a little nervous and excited at the same time? I want to encourage you today to call out to Jesus again. Ask Him to come into your life. But I want to encourage you to go another step beyond salvation. I want to encourage you to ask Him to also become your Lord. It would take many years before I would understand that the Lord wanted to not only be my Savior, but He also wanted to be my Lord. He desires the same for you. He desires to come in and cleanse you of all the things you may think of and shame washes over you. He desires you allow Him to allow His shed blood to wash you of all your sin and make you as white as snow, erasing everything that may have ever kept you from His love before this moment, right now. He also desires to share with you His Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. With His Holy Spirit and His Word, He will become your Lord, showing you the way. I encourage you to trust Him and learn to defer to His wisdom and trust Him to instruct you in the way He would have you go. You won't regret it. I want to take a moment and pray with you today. Father God, I thank you so much for this opportunity to share your story through my voice. Lord, I pray anyone listening would have a pull to be drawn closer to you. I ask, Lord, those who are listening today who don't know you as Lord and Savior would cry out to you, would call out to you, and ask you to become their Lord. You are so happy to oblige. You are so overwhelmed with joy to redeem those who have been lost, to bring back into the fold those who have wandered far away. Lord, I pray for them today. God, I ask that any wandering sheep, any wandering soul who has been hurt and pushed to the margins of society, that they are able to hear this and know that you are the Good Shepherd calling them back to yourself. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would go into the hidden places of the heart, God, where folks are feeling fear and anxiety because of the conversation going on around them, Lord. I ask, Lord, that rather than run further from you in confusion and resentment and bitterness and anger, Lord, folks would just run to you, run straight into your arms, nestling their head upon your chest and heart and hearing the love that you have for them, God. Lord, I ask that these words would minister like a cool salve to the wounded, to the hurting, to those who feel brokenhearted, God. I pray these words would be a cool salve that would bring healing, deep, deep healing, Lord, that would cause them to know that you are a good, good Father and your mercy endures forever. Father, I pray that anyone listening to the sound of my voice would, through these words and through these sound waves, recognize and know the authenticity of your goodness, the authenticity of who you are. I pray these words would cut through any darkness like a sword of light, God, and reveal truth about you. Holy Spirit, you know no time, so anyone listening to this later, I ask that you would stir within them, quicken within them, a desire to come to know you as Savior and Lord. Father, we thank you that you love every person in this earth. You love the 7+ billion souls that exist, and you desire to call them back to yourself. I thank you that your word says mercy triumphs over judgment, God. I ask that this podcast would function as an intercessor. It would function as one willing to stand in the gap and watch your mercy flood the earth. God, you are a good, good father. It's who you are. You are so good. And God, I again ask that today, through the sound waves of this episode, this broadcast, that again, folks would come to know you as Lord and Savior. Folks would come back to you if they've been wandering far away. And folks would just sense that you are taking them deeper and further if they have been walking with you for some time. I thank you and praise you. Thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much for your presence. Thank you so much for your spirit and never leaving us abandoned or alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening today. I pray that that prayer spoke to your heart. If this message, if this podcast, if this episode spoke to you and you believe that it would speak to someone else that you love dearly, I encourage you to forward this episode to them as well. I also want to encourage you to reach out. I would love to hear from you. If you did pray the prayer of salvation and invite Jesus to become your Lord, please reach out to me. My email address is Shannon, Shannon, @ RiseUpDevotions.com, or feel free to contact me via my Facebook or Instagram pages. Both are under the handle of Rise Up Devotions. And feel free to reach me on Twitter as well. I'm not as active on that platform, but you can certainly reach me there as well if that's where you are picking up this episode today. If you listened today and you felt this is just not enough, I would like to learn more. Again, I encourage you to go back and listen to the first 3 episodes of season 2. Also, there are approximately 10, maybe 12 episodes for season 1 if you would like to go back and listen to those. I also have a YouTube channel that has multiple videos at this point with a variety of different teachings, a variety of different prayers centered and focused on the Rise Up Commitment, which is taking place right now. Each morning, an audio file is posted and you can listen to the devotional along with reading the scripture that is posted. You can also learn more about Beyond if you are interested in that as well, and that is shannonroberts.com/beyond, where you can download a free digital goodie that walks you through centering our life on God, pursuing our calling, taking care of the vessel God lives within. That's the vertical axis, and then the horizontal axis of our relationships with others. A lot of good things for you, and everything is free because I believe that God's word should go where it needs to go, and I tie no cost to it whatsoever. So I just pray that you are blessed today. I pray that you are encouraged today, and I would love, again, to connect with you if you would like to connect on any of those platforms. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.